You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Om Shanti, Nicole.
Namaste, my friend.
I know my jokes have become a pain in the neck. So how about a little bit of light torture this week as we test out a pillow based on the principle of a bed of nails?
Love it. I'm here for it. Why not? I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
If you are a diehard fan of the show and you've listened in from the very start, you might remember one of the first shows we did back in June 2020 was about the Shakti mat. This, for those of you that don't know, is based on the principle of acupressure and is essentially a yoga mat covered in 6,000 plastic spikes that you lie on for its well-being benefits. And if you do want to learn more about that, go back and listen to the show. It's quite funny. We recorded it in the garden at a 2 meter distance.
Oh,
I listened to it this week.
We were in lockdown.
Yeah. And all the way through, I could hear birds tweeting. And I thought, that's weird. Did the producer at the time put on this bird tweeting thing? And then I realised they were real birds from your garden. Because, you know, when there was no traffic and no one was out, all the birds came out and the world was louder in nature. Mm. It's sweet. Like, when you listen to it,
we sound very different in it.
Not really, but it did feel like a snapshot in time.
It was.
Yeah.
The Shakti mat is the brainchild of a bearded young Swedish chap with a ponytail called Om Mokshananda. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
If you do a bit of light Googling, then you'll find out pretty quickly that he was, in fact, a juggler called Jonathan Hellbom before he found himself in the Himalayan foothills and became a monk.
Obviously, he was a juggler called Jonathan.
I mean, a juggler's random as well. It's not like he's an accountant named Jonathan.
I'm just imagining Om Mokshananda as just one of those blokes.
But his name's John.
Yeah, he's just one of those blokes in Covent Garden with a dog on a bit of string. You know what I mean? But then he went to the Himalayan mountains and now he's Om Mokshananda.
He created the Shakti mat with a vision of wholeness and love. And according to ancient Vedic science, where the ultimate goal is the union of mind, body and spirit in order to promote a long, healthy life filled with joy.
Sounds nice. Sounds nice. The bed of nails has been used by Indian mystics for centuries in the practice of healing and meditation, and it's now been reinvented with a Scandi twist to give you a whole range of benefits, from soothing sleeplessness and easing stress to helping you rebalance after a long-haul flight, alleviating aches, pains, even restoring your skin's luminosity.
Ooh, good.
The spikes help the body get rid of toxins and increase blood flow, which gives you a healthy, lit-from-within glow. And now, to go along with the mat, there's also a pillow.
Yeah.
And the pillow is what we are testing out this week.
There are a lot of benefits to this.
What are they?
You unlock decompression and deep relaxation. It assists with circulation to wash away any tension. It resets a restless mind. You experience deeper sleep and an ongoing sense of well-being.
Yep.
It's worth it, isn't it?
Apparently.
Downsides?
They're pretty safe. The mat and the pillow, pretty safe. But just bear in mind, the spikes can pierce the skin if they're used incorrectly.
How can you use it incorrectly? You lie on it.
Like jumping on it.
Oh.
Or something like that.
You wouldn't jump on it.
No, you'd have to be mad. So to avoid wounds or infection, don't use it if you have very thin skin or diabetes or poor circulation. And also, someone who might jump on it would be a child under 5 or a pet. So please keep it away from both of those.
My dog has been barking at it all week.
She is so funny.
Why is she so funny?
Because she barks at Josh's stuffed toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. She obviously thinks it's a... What does she think it is?
Well, she sort of went to sniff it.
Yeah.
And it obviously pricked her nose. And yeah. Now she just barks at it. She doesn't know what it is.
You know, when we did the mat and I was doing all the research for it, there were some vile people who put it on their sofa on purpose so it stops dogs jumping on the sofa. As in, they'll jump on it, hurt their paws and get off. Isn't that horrible?
Aww.
So mean.
That is me.
I know.
The Shakti pillow is covered with over 2,100 non toxic plastic nails that help release endorphins, the body's natural happy hormone, and oxytocin to alleviate tension and leave you feeling calm and relaxed yet energized. And yes, apparently you can be both at the same time. It claims to lessen stubborn aches and pains, especially if you suffer from a stiff neck or knotted shoulders. This is also excellent for those who have trouble sleeping, easing you into a deep and restorative slumber. So, how do you use it?
Well, you just put it on the floor or on a mattress and you just slowly lower yourself onto it.
Slowly.
You can put a sheet or a towel over the pillow first until your skin gets used to the spikes, or you can lean against it rather than lying on top of it, which is a lighter way to use it while you acclimatise, because obviously you're putting less weight on the spikes if you're doing that. So what you could do is just place the pillow at the back of your sofa, or if you were sitting up in bed or up in an armchair, you could just lean against it rather than lying down on it.
And you don't have to just have to be for your neck. You can put it anywhere.
Yeah, you can put it in the base of your back.
The most common way to use the pillow is in bed before sleep. Place the pillow against your normal bed pillow and experience the benefits of Shakti times two. What does that mean, times two?
Because you've got your lovely pillow and then a Shakti pillow.
Oh, okay. Or grab your Shakti pillow while you lounge, watch TV, work. 15 minutes is all you need to experience the benefits while building up your tolerance, and use acupressure to work on your tension heavy areas. So initially lie on it for 10 to 15 minutes, then build up to 20 to 30 minutes. You can use it as often as you need, preferably daily. It's normal for your skin to feel a bit out, then warm and tingly, and it's perfectly safe to fall asleep for a while.
And this is what we did.
This is
a whole week.
We did.
Yep. Should we go back to when we were very kindly given the Shakti pillows and what we did with them?
What did we do with them?
Well, I put mine directly from when you put it into my hand into my loft. I didn't even remove it from the box, and I hoped never to use it ever.
I know, you were so pissed off when I gave it to you.
I was
like, look what we got sent.
Like, thanks. Because the Shakti mat I donated to my friend Catherine, because she has real bad back problems. If you listen back to the show, just went, ow, 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 this is torture, this is awful, hated it. And so the pillow...
Yes, but you were much more close-minded than about self-care.
I was, but I hated the mat. So the pillow stayed in the loft. And then you said, oh, Adam's been using it, or Adam needs to use it, he's got really bad back, can I borrow yours? And I was like, totally, have it. It's, I haven't even opened the box.
My husband has been in a terrible, terrible state with his back, his shoulders and his neck.
Yeah.
And I mean, he has been in excruciating agony. So he's been lying on the Shakti mat and using the Shakti pillow to help him get to sleep.
Blimey.
He's been in a terrible state. And my sister also had a terrible back and neck. So I lent her my Shakti pillow. And that's why I needed both.
Yes.
I needed to double down on the whole thing.
So then we were doing it for the podcast, and then we had a fun half an hour sitting outside your sister's flat in the car doing TikToks while we waited for her to come home from work
to get the pillow.
Didn't we? Yeah.
That was nice.
That was nice. Then my son saw the TikTok and said, you and Nicole are like a couple of 11-year-old girls. Stop it immediately. If my friends see this, I'll be bullied. I said, you're 6 foot. I think it's unlikely you're going to be bullied.
Well, you could be emotionally bullied, verbally bullied.
I mean, I feel like he'll be okay, even if his friends do see our TikTok.
See, if my daughter told me that she was going to be bullied, I would take that on so heavily. Like, oh my gosh, you can't be bullied.
I don't think that he was in genuine emotional distress. I think it was just
he was totally mortified.
Yeah, he's utterly mortified by us being on TikTok.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. We've got like 4 followers. So
exactly.
He doesn't need
no
to
one's
worry.
Watching them anyway, so it's totally fine.
He doesn't need to worry about it.
Anyway, so did you get to use this pillow?
Yes.
Or did Adam commandeer it?
No, he did. No, I used it.
Yes.
Of course I used it.
Well, I just thought if he's finding it so helpful useful.
It was my idea to do it, and you were very hesitant.
Very.
So in case you didn't do it, I had to bring the content.
Oh, like I'm not going to do the practice.
Right. Would you want to listen to my voice note?
Okay.
And I'll tell you how I got on.
Let's hear it.
I've woken up. My shoulders and neck felt a bit tight. So I'm just lying here on the Shakti mat whilst I kind of wake up. So I sound a bit groggy and tired because I am. But it's so relaxing. It's just so relaxing. It takes a couple of minutes to get comfortable. I mean, look, I can barely speak.
You sound like you're in a coma.
Oh, do you know, it, right, when you lay down on it, you have to lay down slowly because it is very prickly, okay?
It is very prickly.
And it does take, I would say, a maximum 4 minutes in order for the Shakti to sort of embed in your skin and for everything to warm up. So when you're lying there for a few minutes, you kind of can't move on it, and it is prickly and it is uncomfortable, but it kind of warms up the whole area, doesn't it? And everything starts to soften. And I don't know what it is. My eyes, I find it very hard to keep my eyes open when I'm lying on this thing. It just sends me into such a deep, relaxed state.
So did you use it? That was in the morning, but did you use it
at night?
At night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've used it quite a lot. And also, it's been really helping Adam. It's really released some of the tension.
But does he actually sleep on it?
He falls asleep on it every night,
and
yeah.
And then what? But then what if he rolled over and it went into his face?
It's not going to roll over and go into his face.
But if he's lying on the pillow, then in the night, he rolls, and it's quite normal to like move in the night.
He's
and
not a baby.
He's a human being. He probably doesn't sleep like a corpse straight on his back.
Who sleeps with their face in a pillow?
Me?
You sleep with your face in a pillow. In a pillow. Not on the side of a pillow. It's in the pillow.
But what if he rolled from his back to his side and his whole cheek and eye
I think he would wake up, spikes? Wouldn't it?
But did that happen to him?
I wake up every morning
and
it's on the floor.
But did that happen to him? Have you asked him? Did you turn in the night and poke your eye with a spike?
Do you know, it's funny. He was wearing an eye patch and I couldn't figure out why. No, that did not happen to him.
Well, he's lucky, I'd say.
I don't think it's luck. I think it's luck, Lauren.
But he can't sleep flat on his back all night long.
He doesn't.
Okay, so he must move and then move it away or put it on the floor or something.
Well, look. I'm not up there up
I
at night watching.
Know that
all I know is that he falls asleep on it.
Yep.
He falls asleep very quickly on
it.
And then in the morning, it's on the floor.
Okay.
So he obviously removes it.
Well, if I see him with funny little prick marks all down one side of his face, I'll know what's happened.
Right. Anyway, can I go back to my week?
Yeah.
No one sleeps with their pillow in the face. I mean, no one sleeps with their face in the pillow. No one.
I sleep on my front.
You sleep on your front?
Yep.
Yeah, but your face must be turned to the side.
Well, probably otherwise I'd be smothered to death in the night.
You sleep on your front?
Yeah. Why is that funny?
Just didn't know that about you.
Why would you know that about me?
I don't know.
It's the only thing we don't do together is go to sleep together.
But we talked a lot about sleep.
Yeah.
On the show.
I sleep on my front.
Okay.
How do you sleep?
On the side.
Okay.
And I have a pillow in between my legs.
Oh, like when you're very pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done it since I was pregnant. Mm. It's because of my back.
Okay.
Makes my back more comfortable. Anyway.
Anyway.
So I find it deeply relaxing. Now, I haven't had acupuncture in a long, long time, but I used to have it regularly. And it feels like the same. The minute those needles go into my body, I just black out. I find acupuncture so relaxing. And this felt exactly the same.
Interesting.
I honestly can't stay awake when I'm on it. I sleep a lot better when I've just been on it for 15 minutes. And I think, you know, they said you have to build it up from 10 minutes to 15 minutes to 20. But I think the longer you're on it, the nicer it is.
Mm-hmm.
The more relaxing it is, mm-hmm. the more it's heating up and loosening everything up on your body. So it's not difficult to stay there for longer,
mm-hmm.
as long as you've got the time.
Mm.
That was the only thing. So that's
making the time.
Making the time for it. So that's why it's nice to do it when you're doing, like when you're about to go to sleep.
Mm.
But I just cannot keep my eyes open. My sister has also used it. She was in a terrible state. It absolutely, completely cured her.
She was like bigging it up when we picked it up from her.
She loved it.
She was like, when you're done with it, can I have it back?
Yeah.
Because it's really useful.
She also gets really tight neck and shoulders. They're on their laptops all day.
Mm.
So they really, really feel it.
Mm.
And then when I edit shows at my kitchen counter with the wrong... obviously with the wrong height chair and everything else. So when I finished, and the other day I was at my laptop for 4 hours and I was so tight in my neck and shoulders and I lay down on the Shakti mat, honestly.
On the mat or the pillow?
The pillow.
Yeah.
It's just genius. I am loving it.
So really 4 of us tested it out this week.
Yeah.
Me, you, Adam and your sister.
Yeah.
It's been a 4-person trial. Maybe the biggest trial that's ever happened at the club.
four people.
Yeah.
Or in the Shakti world.
I think more than four people have tested it for the Shakti world.
In one go.
Yeah. Okay, so you are a big fan.
I am an enormous fan, as is my husband, as is my sister.
Price point, £39.
For the pillow?
For the pillow. Okay. Mat, the mat, I believe, is £49 or £59. Pillow's definitely
Look,
£39.
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. But there are many, many, many sort of pseudo fake brands.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. And also, as we said in the original show, the beauty of this brand is that it is an all-women company. The profits go back. The women are paid properly for it. They're all hand-stitched. It's a very ethical company.
Nice.
And we really liked that about it.
My sister had another mat, just whilst we're on that subject, that wasn't Shakti.
Yeah.
It was an acupressure
mat. Yeah, there were loads.
And she said it was not great.
Okay, interesting.
Because she's laid on mine in my house, and she said it was completely different experience.
Interesting. Okay.
But they must use different pins and needles and materials and things. Anyway, so that's my week.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Right, come on.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say that you didn't like it and you don't like it and you don't want it and it's... and I don't have a bad back and I don't need it and... I just don't get it.
You may be surprised.
Inaugural testing of the Shakti pillow. Well, I've been lying on it for 20 minutes, been chatting on the phone to my mum. This is a whole different kettle of fish from the torture device that is the Shakti mat. This Shakti pillow is all right. I feel
Blimey.
Really relaxed. It's been the most mega busy day. I have not come up for air since this morning. I don't know if I'm just enjoying the lie down or if I'm really enjoying the effects of the pillow, but this is all right.
Was that Friday? We had such a busy week last week,
remember,
didn't we?
But it was like a day when I hadn't sat down from when I got out of bed, and I was on the phone to my mum and I was on the sofa, and I thought, while I'm talking to her to distract me from what's going to be awful, I'll lie down on the pillow on the sofa, and realised that I hadn't noticed pain. Like, I was, you know, I was aware that it was there, but I wasn't thinking,
it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
And the Shakti mat does not hurt either. Mm. I think if you laid on it now.
No, the Shakti mat was awful.
It wasn't. It wasn't. I think you should try it
and
again.
And standing on it was like some sort of, it was just horrible. It felt horrible.
But it was right at the beginning of your self-care journey.
Oh, come off it. What are you saying? I'm an evolved human being now.
Yes.
2.5 years.
No. Yes.
I don't want to go on the mat. And I really thought this would be the same, and it really wasn't the same. So I kept it.
I think you're not the same.
I kept it on the sofa, and then this argument kept going on where Josh would be on the sofa and then he'd accidentally maybe touch it with one finger, and it was the biggest drama. And then Ollie would say, I don't understand why your mother's got this thing on the sofa. I don't understand. And then he'd keep putting it on the stairs.
Ollie.
I can't use it when it's on the stairs, can I?
You can move it. It's not very heavy.
No, I didn't understand why.
It doesn't even weigh a kilo.
It didn't weigh anything. But I didn't understand why it kept being moved from where I needed it.
And it's also quite compact.
So then I brought it in the kitchen and said, listen, this is the Shakti pillow. It's to help. Here, let me show you. And he was like, I'm not lying on that. I said, it doesn't hurt. Honestly, let me show you. So I kind of put it against him while he was sitting up, which he didn't get a good idea of it.
But you do need to be on it for more than 5 minutes.
You do need to be on it for more than 5 minutes. So I just kind of sometimes took it upstairs, but most of the time used it on the sofa, either behind my head when I was sitting up.
So you used it more than once?
I used it all week.
Did you? Yep. What, every day?
Pretty much every day. Because most days it was on the sofa, and I'm on the sofa a lot in the evening. And one day I had a particularly crick neck. I must have slept funny or been doing something, and it was really sore. And I thought, oh, it'll never help with that. Oh my God, it did.
Yes, I know. It's amazing.
What the fuck?
I know.
And I will tell you, I've had two hangovers this week. And I really felt a little bit shit on one of the days. And that also had a sore neck. Don't know what was going on, but lay on it. Headache, sore neck, 25 minutes. Oh my God, felt so much better.
I forgot to say that I woke up that morning that I sounded like a zombie. I also had a headache and I laid on it and I didn't. I mean, I'm not taking painkillers at all anymore. I've gone cold turkey.
Right.
And I didn't. It really did get rid.
I think I've got one voice note from Saturday.
Shakti day 6. Watching a bit of Strictly. On the pillow, very, very comfy.
Oh, yeah, I watched the whole of Strictly against the pillow. It's like a two-hour show.
I don't know how you stay awake, though, on it. It just sends me to sleep.
No, but what I started to do on it was I had it sort of right in my neck. And then I found that as I got really into it, I would swivel my head from side to side and like really enjoy like a head massage almost. Yeah. And then sometimes I put it a little bit higher and do it like in my hair, in my head. And I just began to get really into the feeling of it. Anyway, what I'm telling you is I really like the Shakti pillow.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I also cannot believe it because I was so ready to put it in the bin, slag it off. No, I really like it.
It's really great. Should we summarise?
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. I mean, it all worked.
I have to say, as a punter, if I saw it on Instagram and I thought £40 for a pillow covered in nails, fuck that, no. But I am telling you, as someone who is deeply cynical of all these things, and I do have a sort of neck and I do have stiff shoulders quite a lot of the time, genuinely, it has been helping.
I agree.
And it's really relaxing and I really like the feeling of it.
And I think it's really good if you're someone that sits down a lot and is at a laptop a lot and you sort of get up and you feel very tight.
Yeah.
I think it is a brilliant thing to lay down on for 15 minutes to loosen all your shoulders up again.
Agreed.
I just think it's brilliant.
Did anything not work?
No. The only thing is just making the time for it. But you can do that in bed.
Or on the sofa.
Yes, but how often are you going to get up from your laptop and think, right, my shoulders are stiff, let me lay on the sofa for 20 minutes?
But I just had it there. So of an evening, I would just stick it behind my head. So it was just automatically there.
Okay.
Downside is, your sister and I are now going to have a bit of a problem, aren't we? Because she's expecting it back. And I don't really want to give it back to her.
You don't have to give it back. It's yours.
Well,
maybe I'll get her one for her Christmas present.
I was feeling like I did promise her, I'll give it straight back to you. But now I don't want to.
Okay. I'm gobsmacked.
I am also gobsmacked. Maybe I'll have to buy her one for Christmas because I've now taken hers away.
You haven't taken hers away. We lent her yours. That's
I know,
all.
That's my downside. I want to keep the Shakti pillow.
Oh, that's not a downside. That's totally fantastic. The big question.
Yeah.
Is it coming in the club? Yes.
Yes.
We could do, we could do like a row of chairs that like, the adjustable chairs.
And the headrest is made of Shakti pillow. Yeah. I'm shocked at myself this week. I've shocked myself.
We're all shocked. We're all speechless and shocked. We're all listening, thinking, oh my God, has she gone mad?
What could be next?
Yeah. What can be next?
I don't know.
What can we make her do next, clubbers?
Honestly, it's good.
I want you to try the mat again.
I can't. I gave it away.
Well, I've got one.
Oh, God.
When we go home in a minute, you can go and lay down on the mat.
All right. I will, just to keep you quiet. That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Great. And that is our show on the Shakti pillow. We hope you enjoyed that. We're going to be back on Wednesday with one of our revisited snippet shows from an old show. So please tune in for that. We'll be back on Friday to hear if you guys use a Shakti pillow, or would you be open to a Shakti pillow? If you want to get in touch, hello at theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come find us on Instagram at selfcareclubpod. And we will be back on Wednesday.
See you then.